Hello everyone, and welcome back to the Global Impact of Self-Love. Today is week number 4, and the title is Aligning Your Actions with Your Body's Wisdom. So last week we took a deep dive into the sensations in the body. It's like swimming in the ocean, so you can really know and feel what wet feels like. You can't really explain it to anyone what wet feels like. It's something you get to know just by jumping into the water or by drinking it. It's the felt sense that I talk about so often. It's the felt sense that comes alive. And it's not something you can conceptualize. It doesn't work that way. Although I do know that a lot of people do conceptualize their feelings because that's all they know. I actually see it a lot, especially in my work, and it's hard to, for most people, it's very hard to get into their body and really feel what they're feeling. Someone might think that they feel their feelings or they feel what's going on in their body, but oftentimes it's just a thought. They think they feel it. They think they know what they feel, but it's not actually in the experience itself. You're not in the water feeling what it feels like to be wet, to be in the water. And I used to do that myself. I think I told you before that when I was young, I have to laugh about it because today it seems so different from who I am. But I would really ask people, like, you know, what do you think I'm feeling, right? What do you think I'm feeling? It's just funny today. But I know I'm not the only one. And the reason I'm teaching and sharing what I know is because it's hard for most people to get into their direct experience in the body of what's going on. So thinking you know what you feel, it's like standing at the edge of the ocean thinking you know what it's like to swim in it or float in it maybe or drink it. And so if you really want to know about the wetness of water, well, you gotta dive in. And that's what we, of course, did last week. If you really want to learn your body's language, you gotta dive in. Into the sensations, into the expansion, into the contractions, into the discomfort, into all of it. That's why you do it. And as you start doing this, you'll learn that the body language is actually a universal language. And it's very beautiful when you learn to speak it, when you learn to feel it, and communicate from there. So we did a bit of that last week, and today we're going to do a little more. We're going to go a little further. Today you want to learn what these sensations are trying to tell you. It's not always enough just to know if it's a yes or a no, like we did last week, right? That was really getting into the yeses and the nos. But those are very important. We need to first deeply know and feel those sensations. We need to be able to separate them out and get to know them individually that way. You know, actually, it's kind of like learning the alphabet. Before you can put the letters together as a word, you need to learn the A, B, and C's. So you can say that the A, B, and C's, that's like learning the yes, no, and the don't know that we went through last time. And then once you have those, and you really know them, then you can start putting those together as a sentence, right, or as a word. Or in this case, it's going to start giving meaning to what a yes or a no or don't know actually means. And how do you do that? Well, what we're going to do today, you're going to start, first of all, we're going to use small steps. That's very, very important. It's like, if you learned the A, B, and C, you know, want to learn what an A and B together means, you know, or so we're not going to just you're not going to learn all the difficult words on your second lesson here. You're going to take small steps. So we're going to use kindness and patience and curiosity, very important, where you come with an openness where you want to learn. And of course, the main ingredient is love. And love, in this course that I'm teaching here, the love, the L from love, that's the second L in the all formula that you know I've been talking about before, the ALL. The A stands for allow. The first L stands for listen, which we did a lot of last week, and we're going to do this week. And the last L stands for love, and that's what we're going to add on to it today. So the question may be, right, what are you going to do now that you are listening to your body? How are you going to move on from here? How are you going to move from just listening to actually loving what you hear? That's the next step. And it's very opposite from what the familiar, from what we're used to, the familiar resisting and denying and suppressing and ignoring, you know. That's what we're used to. So we're going to make that UE that I've talked about before. We're going to make 180 UE because we're going to do the opposite of resisting. When you learn to love what you hear, that's a much deeper listening. And so you want to learn how to honor and love what your body is saying. You're going to listen with curiosity because you really want to know this time. You don't want to suppress it and say, oh, go away. You're going to say, oh, that's interesting. I wonder what my body is trying to tell me. So you're going to learn a lot more about what a yes actually means in each case and what a no means. And it's going to be different. You know, a yes means this one time and a yes means that another time. So you're going to really start fine-tuning your listening skills. And what you're going to do is you're going to go with what you hear versus against what you hear, right? It's that allowing versus resisting what you hear or what you feel. So you're literally going to go with what you feel or with what you sense in your body. You're going to go with it. It's like a movement. You're going to follow it. It's like a flow. And you're going to be curious when you do that. You're going to add curiosity when you start moving with this flow. You're going to go, I wonder what this flow means. I wonder where it wants to take me. It wonder what it's trying to tell me. So you're going to be very kind and loving to what you hear. That's the only way you can go with it and take it seriously. You know, it's like saying, what is this yes really wanting? Or what is this yes saying yes to? You know, where does it want to move to when I go along with it? And it's the same with the no. The no is almost like going backwards. You know, what is this no not wanting to experience? What is it moving away from? And these sensations or body signs, I want to just remind you that what these senses are saying is not just little you. They're coming from a much bigger energy. They're coming from the earth, or they're coming from the imprisoned splendor that we've talked so much about, or it's coming from your divine. It's really all the same, and you can use whatever one resonates with you. But these bigger energies, they are using your senses to get your attention, you see? So that you can start aligning with them. It's like learning to align with the divine or with the splendor, or align with the earth's movement and expression. And that, of course, will help you connect with your deeper dharma, what you came here for, and help you harmonize with the earth, So going with what the earth says is what we're doing, flowing with what the imprisoned splendor is prompting to you and what is going to help set it free. And it, of course, it's you. You are that imprisoned splendor. It's like moving along with the evolutionary process, which is lifting us to greater heights and into bigger expansions. It's lifting us out of the limitations of the old paradigm that we've been living in. So we really need this greater energy from the earth, from the divine. We need that energy to move through the old contractions and limitations that we have, that we've lived in. And by allowing yourself to rest back into these sensations and not resisting them, then it's kind of like you're at the forefront of a ship. I think it's called the bow. I think I pronounced that right. It's like you're at the forefront and you are cutting through the waters of the old paradigm. You're clearing a path for the new, for the imprisoned splendor to be set free and move into the new paradigm. And that's the other shore that we're moving towards. And it's all an inner process, although the outer will very much reflect it. Your body will reflect it. And, you know, I realized a while ago, it's quite a while ago, that those of us who are pioneers, and pardon me, but yes, you are also a pioneer. If you're here with me in this course, it's because something in you is stirring and is wanting to move into the new, and you may already know that, because we are the ones who are bringing light to the darkness, and it's, of course, it starts with our own darkness, and we're cutting through the heavy and dense energies from the old paradigm, and sometimes it feels like, you know, you're crawling through mud to reach the other side. And when I started out on this journey, I used to think that I was doing something wrong because things were so hard. I don't know, you can probably relate. It's not easy because we are moving through a heaviness because we have to, right? We have to, that's what we came here for. And one day I realized that it was actually because I was doing something right that it was hard, because I came here to move through all the density and the resistance to bring that new energy right into those heavy areas. And it's not easy, but that's what we're here for, right? We are the light bringers. So it's not like we were just dropped down here, you know, as a bright light, and everybody's going to go like, oh my God, this is amazing. Like, no, the darkness, it's almost like the darkness is scared of the light. It doesn't want the light, or the mud, the heaviness is so unfamiliar with ease and flow, and the density is too. It's like they resist it, right? And that's the resistance we meet inside ourselves first, but be sure to know you also meet it on the outside, because it's the same density and it lives in all of us. And if we can start clearing out our own density by bringing light into it, we are doing a mighty, mighty job. So if I may say it this way, that you and I and so many others, there are so many, many, many people who are doing this, we're here to lift the frequencies. And the only way that can happen is by going into the heaviness, going in there and experience it, go into the darkness, and go to the inside. And then there, that's where you can make a change. That's where the frequency needs to be raised, by you bringing your higher frequency of love into it. So, yes, it does feel like moving through mud. And if you feel you're just, things are not working out, it's really heavy, well, you know, maybe it's really because you're doing something right, you're in the midst of it, please do not do what I did, thinking there's something wrong with you, you're doing it wrong, you know, you want to give up. It's the opposite, and it's difficult to realize that when you're right in the middle of it, trust me, and specifically if you're all on your own. If I had heard somebody tell me back then what I'm saying to you right now, I think that would have helped me. So maybe that's why I'm sharing this right now. So we're going to learn how to do that, of course. It's not something we learned when we grew up, most of us. I didn't. So I'll be leading you into a meditation of how to do that without being swallowed up by the heaviness, because that's what happens, right? We start believing the heaviness, and the heaviness will tell you, oh, you're bad, you're wrong, you might as well give up. That's the heaviness, and that's where you need to bring the light, the love, right? So that's why you need to have some tools. And we're going to learn today about how to receive your body's language with an open heart and with curiosity and with an interest in getting to know what these heavy parts are really saying. What do they need? How can you lift these parts out of the darkness, or how can you bring light into the darkness? What do they need from you to be lifted out of that? And, you know, you don't need to worry that you need to figure it out, because they know. They know exactly what they need. All they need from you is for you to listen to them and make yourself an outlet for them. So this is where the title of today, about aligning your actions with what you hear, or I think it's aligning your actions with your body's wisdom. That's what you're going to learn here, where you go in there, you listen, you find out, well, what is it exactly that you need so your energy can shift and become a little lighter. And it's a process. Again, you're not going to learn it all today, but you're going to start practicing it, and you're going to start getting a feel for it, and that's really cool. And I just want to also say that, you know, self-love is not, it's not the goal. Self-love is not the goal. It is the means to the goal. And what is the goal? The goal is to be fully aligned with who you truly are. You can say become fully aligned with the divine. And the only reason that I talk so much about self-love is because we've been doing the opposite, right? We've been doing the not love myself thing. And so by bringing love to it, you're stitching these two seeming separate parts back together into oneness or into one. And so self-love is the solution. It's the antidote, I think that's a better word. Self-love is the antidote for not self-love. And I wish we'd learned this when we grew up, but most of us didn't. Because when you have denied yourself this love for a long time, it naturally brings a feeling that something is wrong or bad or missing or empty or something like that. And what we tend to do then is to go and look for it on the outside, or we try to fix it. But the truth is that there's nothing really wrong per se. The only thing is that these parts have been denied love by you and by me. We're the ones who've been denying ourselves this love. So it's only you and I who can bring it back by learning to receive this love. So it's the love that's missing. I get this image of a flower that may not have been watered for a while, and it's withering and it's just kind of drooping. So then you're not going to go out and or try and change this this flower or say there's something wrong with it. It's like, no, poor little thing just needs water. The reason it's drooping is because it needs water. So if you add what's missing, what's been missing, then you come back into wholeness. And you probably notice that this little flower will start perking up again. So you can, it's not always easy for us just to love ourselves. So being around loving people can be very, very helpful, as if we can use that as a way to learn to receive the love. It's like the flower needs to learn to receive the water, you know. I mean, it doesn't, but it's just a kind of funny metaphor right now. But we need to learn to receive this love into the places that literally don't believe that they deserve it. And those are the places that we really need to go into and make a special effort to give them what they're needing, what they've been missing. So remember, we are not trying to change ourselves, okay? It's just, we're just adding what's been missing or what's been denied by us. We are the ones who've been denying ourselves this love, so we are the ones who are going to bring it back there. And by filling yourself up with love, you actually realize that the feeling that there's something wrong or that you're bad, it just dissolves. It doesn't make sense. Once you're filling up, this feeling wrong or bad doesn't make sense, and instead you'll start experiencing a sense of peace or wholeness or oneness or a fullness. And this fullness is what's going to start spilling out or you know, your cup runneth over, because you are filling yourself up with this love. And that's why you're bringing to the world what it's missing. That's why I say, you know, there is a global impact of self-love, because we fill ourselves up with what we've been missing, and then it spills over into the world, and it has an effect. It's the, that's the frequency. And when you really learn to listen to your heart, you'll actually start loving what you hear. It's an activation of something inside. It's an energy that starts moving in you, and it starts moving from resisting to being receptive to what you're hearing. And it's always very, very sweet. It really is. So today, in week 4, it's all about love and about how to make yourself available for this. And when you do, you make yourself available for your deeper dharma, this dharma that you came here to live, and that is probably the only thing that's going to bring you real fulfillment. And it's that imprisoned splendor that's been imprisoned, right? We want to let this splendor, we want to set him or her free, and it has been waiting to get your attention so that it can embody itself as you, or maybe through you, or maybe both, as you and through you. So this resistance that we have, that is really our smaller self, or that's our small identity or our ego, and it thrives on resistance, and it thrives on lack of love. And the process that we're going to go through is slowly letting go of your small identity by filling it up with love. And ego cannot really survive well on on true love. It really thrives on lack and problems and worry. So by filling yourself up, you are quite naturally surrendering to your unique divine dharma, to your unique expression in this life. And I would say that this is probably the deepest love that you can give yourself. I think the deepest self-love anyone can give themselves is to listen to the divine expression that wants to embody itself as you and me. And the more you practice listening and trusting that and taking the chance or taking the risk, being brave enough to act on it, then you'll little by little get more into the flow of this expression, which is you, which is sleeping inside of you. It's imprisoned inside of you. So by acting on what it's beginning to tell you now, where you're beginning to listen, you are slowly getting into that flow. And what is going to be different is that instead of trying to surf on somebody else's flow, which is what we've done, right? We try to be like others. We try to fit in. We compromise our own flow. So we'll stop trying to surf on others to get to the other shore, because you can't. If you get to the other shore on somebody else's surfboard or on somebody else's wave, it's not really the shore that you want to be on. So today we're going to be finding your wave. And maybe we can say that today you're going to have your first surfing lesson or surf lesson, and learn how to surf your wave. And this wave, it's not separate from you. The wave is you. It is you. It is you. And it's just that you have turned away from you, right? From your needs, from your longings, from your wisdom, from your values. You have turned away from you. And now we're going to start turning back and really listen. Really, really listen. It's not that there are two of you. It's just that you had split yourself off, and it seemed that there were two, and then you were judging the other one that you had split off from. But now you need to bring all of you back in, doing it with deep, deep love and deep care. And of course, when you get to the other shore, this is where you will feel true fulfillment. This is really the only place, because you're not going to need something from outside of yourself anymore. The fulfillment is in you, in who you are. So self-love is, it's a big transforming energy when you really learn how to use it and how to surf your own wave home. You know, I made a little note here that I also wanted to just share a little bit about the difference between self-care and self-love. Because self-care is a very, very important part of self-love, especially in the beginning. I'm all for self-care. It's a very important piece. You know, we need to take good care of ourselves, and we need to eat well and get enough sleep and take care of our bodies and our teeth and our mental state. We talked about that, I think, in the first week. And, of course, this is all part of self-love. But the little side note or little note that I made here is that there is something with self-care that we need to be aware of why we sometimes need self-care. As an extra, not the natural self-care of just naturally taking care of yourself, because that's a loving thing to do. But if you have been very hard on yourself, or you drive yourself too hard, you push yourself, you're not listening to the signs of eating well, sleeping enough, if you've been ignoring that, then you're going to need maybe a massage to remedy that, right? Because you're tense, you're tired, you need something to feel better. And I would say that's great. By all means, do that. But here's the thing. If you're working too hard and you're ignoring your body when it feels tired, not giving it the right food, possibly not saying yes when you feel the yes, or saying no when you feel a no, then you're stressed and tense because you're not honoring yourself. And that is not loving. That is not self-love. So if you go and get a massage to kind of remedy your lack of self-love, it could be an extension of not loving yourself if you go back and keep doing the same, driving yourself, pushing yourself too hard. So you need to just be aware that if you are in a place where you do that, you need to just see what is it that makes me so tense that I feel the need for this kind of relief. So, but there's the other side that sometimes when we go through hard times, like it could be a divorce, it could be you lost a job, it could be sickness, you know, it can be many things. Then it's a really good thing to do. And I'm not sure if I'm making myself clear here, but you just need to know why you're doing, if you have a need to get some kind of relief all the time. Maybe you need a glass of wine every night just to wind down, you know. And again, there's nothing wrong with having a glass of wine, but if you're using it, or a massage, or whatever it is, if you're using it to just zone out from a life that is too hard, then that's actually not being loving to yourself. In a way, that's actually being unloving to yourself. So that's why it's really important. It's important to listen to these neglected and maybe abused parts that are being pushed too hard. If you do both, then by all means, enjoy a glass of wine, enjoy a good night out with your friends, a massage, everything. Just be aware that you're not doing it as a covering up of a behavior that may not be so loving. So when you start listening to these parts inside and give them the space, then they'll let you know what it is, you know. They'll let you know if they feel that you've been beating them up, and then you're maybe trying to soothe that the impact of beating them up with a massage, then I'm sure that they're not going to like that, right? And sometimes you might wonder, you know, why is this angering me? And when you really listen, and I think we had little example of that last week in the Q&A, you know, maybe there's a part of you that's angry because you haven't been listening to yourself and you've been trying to cover up the stress and the pain with a massage or with a glass of wine or whatever, or with zoning out with too much Netflix or something like that. So it's a matter of really listening even deeper and then honoring what you hear. So that was my little note that I wanted to make sure that you're aware of that, why you need to know why you're doing what you're doing. But you know, if you are going through something hard, it's not so easy just to change a lifestyle that you may have been living for a long time. So let's say if you've been living in the fast lane, and I think all of us have in the West, it's just like a disease almost. You can't just make it to the slow lane in one swoop, right? Or you can't just make it to the exit if you're going to say, you know, I'm going to stop everything. I'm going to go to the exit. You still have to cross all the middle lanes, right? It's like you have to go a little slower in the next lane, a little slower in the next lane, and then finally you can get off, or you can stay in the slow lane. So I know there are times in our lives when it's not just so easy to make a change. And also if you're going through big transitions where there's so much stress and where there's just not much you can do about it, you just have to go through the steps, then by all means get some soothing support. Get a massage, have a glass of wine, whatever. So I don't want you to hear this as you can't do that. It's every step on your way has to be done in the most loving and gentle, caring way as you can. That is how you raise the frequency. It's not a matter of, okay, I have to make it to the other side and then my frequency is like, no. It's every time you meet yourself from a loving place, then you are already in a higher frequency. And if you're going through hardship and it's not clear, see if you can get close enough to the slow lane so that you can go inside and listen for guidance, you know, from your divine guidance from the splendor, you know, because the splendor, the imprisoned splendor, is what wants to come out, and you can go to this part of yourself, this energy that wants to express itself in a new way. You go to that, you go inside, you slow down enough, and that's why we do these meditations. Ask, how can you move just one lane over right now, given the lifestyle that you're living? How can you go a little slower? So you just ask your senses. You know, you might hear a no and it says, no, it's too much. You know, I can only do half a lane or something like that. Or ask the anger, you know, what does it want? You go inside and listen to your body. You listen to the guidance. And you just listen. And you listen to your body's response. And you take it seriously what you hear. If your body is tired of living in the fast lane, I bet you it wants to go to the exit. There's a part of it that wants to go to the exit. But it may not be practical given your lifestyle. So that's why we want to take the smaller steps and really honor each single step along the way. Right? What feels good? What would feel good so you would feel that you're, so you would feel a yes? What would feel like a yes that's doable for you? And what would feel like a no? What would be too much right now? Where can you find some kind of a balance inside that feels good? So you just keep honoring what you hear, and then you wait. You just wait. If whatever you get, you don't dismiss it. If something is not possible yet, let's say the fast-paced part of you wants to go to the exit, right? But so don't dismiss that and say, no, that's impossible. You just listen. You listen. And you remember. And you stay open to how to get there. You stay open to this change that's going to be sometime in the future. And then you let the unfolding of this issue take its own time just by you listening to your body, step by step, even, and this is important, even if you don't understand it yet. That's okay. That's okay. You just learn to listen. And you'll get images, you'll get hunches, you'll get ideas, and they may not be possible yet. Some of them may feel scary, right? It's like maybe you have to leave your job or leave a relationship or something like that, and it might be scary. But just listen. Just listen. Because remember that it's through the senses that this imprisoned splendor makes itself known to you. It's through your senses. So it's not little you, excuse me, it's not little you, it's not little me. We are just the mere outlets for this energy that wants to take birth in this world. And it's very impersonal, even though maybe it feels super personal when you're in the middle of a crisis or big changes. Just listen. I want to say this really so you get it. Just listen to it and be open. And little by little, you'll get more understanding. You'll get more information that's going to make sense. So like in the beginning, like today, and we're going to do the meditation in just a moment, you may not understand all the signs yet, but you might get a sense of it. And you might go like, oh, my God, that's too big. So it's like, okay. That's okay. New things may seem a little scary at first. But then you do this, you know, you conquer this wave of fear. You just feel it. You just allow it. You don't resist it, or you don't run back to the old shore. You just listen. And just see if you can go a little bit with it. What would feel good for you, you know? What if you went with it just a little bit? Would that help you feel a little more confident for the next wave, for the next movement that's coming from within? Just do the little steps. Really, really important. And it's okay to wait to make certain changes till you feel more confident, till you have a feeling inside that says, I can do this. You know, I can't do that, but I can do this. It's like it's a feeling, right? And that goes back to your tank, you know, filling up the tank, remember? If you have a feeling of, oh, I can do this, you're coming from a fullness inside, you see? It feels good. It's like there's a confidence. Yes, I can do that. So be really, really gentle and kind to yourself. And when you do that and take small steps, that will secure your success. If it just means that you're just going to listen before you're going to take any actions, that's fine. You know, you're going to just learn to trust what you're hearing, and you're going to familiarize yourself. Excuse me. You're going to familiarize yourself with being guided from a whole new part of you. So I hope that's clear. And what we're going to do now is dive into your body again and simply learn a deeper listening beyond the yes and the no. And I think we are ready. So I want to just invite you to find a comfortable place. We're going to just gently drop into the body. So just take a few nice deep breaths and find a comfortable place to sit or lie down. And just let yourself follow your in-breath. Maybe you can take another couple of deep breaths just to really come into your body. And when you enter into your body, know that you're entering into a lot of wisdom and knowing that is here for your good. It's here to help you unfold into the you that you're longing to be. I think a lot of us have outlived the old me, the old you, with its limitations and wanting safety and security and sameness. And even though it feels safe to be there, there's something bigger inside of us that we're longing for. And that is the splendor. That is what you're feeling, this new being that is you that wants to come out. So when you take your next breath in, just know that you're entering a sacred space where something new and beautiful is ready to unfold. Yeah, so just take another nice deep breath in and let yourself follow that in-breath all the way down to your belly. Feel how your chest and your upper and lower belly rise and fall on your in and out breath. Just using your in breath as an elevator to really come all the way down in your sacred, wise body. All the way down into your belly, connected to your being, your beingness, your divine being. And just feel how your belly expands on your in-breath. And you feel the physicalness of it. And then how it falls on the out-breath. And now that you have entered down into your into your body in a more conscious way, let's just see what part of you inside would like to use this opportunity to be heard or listened to or honored or acknowledged in a new way. Yeah, I remember last week someone asked, you know, I don't know how to meet these feelings. So maybe there's something in you, I think it was anger last time, there was anger in the body. And if you don't quite know that, you know, maybe you're wondering, how can you meet your anger or sadness or joy, expansion? Whatever it is, it makes absolutely no difference. Whatever it is, just pick any obvious one. You know, maybe the one that stands in line, the loudest one of them, that says, me, 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 me first. So just allow whatever one shows up that feels like the most important, that's really one that you can't quite ignore anymore. And just feel where that experience lives in you. Where does this feeling of anger or fear or whatever it is, where's that living? Where's that calling you from? Is it in your belly? Is it in your throat? Chest, your neck? Just feel it. Where's the tightness? Where's the discomfort? Where's the pulling? You might say, how do you know that you're feeling this feeling? Yeah, how do you know that this feeling is there? How does it get your attention? Where in your body is it speaking to you? So wherever it is, just feel it. Just feel it. And gently breathe into it. Kindly. Breathe into it. Really allow it to be there exactly as it is. If you want to, you can bring a warm sense of hello in there. It's like saying, yeah, go in there and just say hello to it. Don't try and make it go away. Be curious. Be really curious and say, oh, hi. I know you're in there. And now I'm going to say hello to you to let you know that I'm interested in you. I want to know more about you. So let your hello follow the breath down into that sensation of whatever it is, anger, sadness, joy. Feel, just breathe in there. Meet it in a way as if it was an old friend or a scared child. So we're moving a little further now into the felt sense or the pure sensations, the same way we did last time, because we don't want to skip the felt sense, right? We want to keep feeling the sensations. And we need to go right inside of them. And that's where you'll be able to learn about them. You'll learn from the sensations. You'll learn from the sensation itself why you call them maybe fear or anger. The sensations are letting you know what the feeling is. So whatever the sensation or feeling in your body is showing you, just be curious and be open and kind. Yeah, be as open and as kind as you can be to let these feelings know that you're on their side now. They need to know that. They need to know that you are not going to tell them to go away. They need to know that you're on their side. There's never a feeling that is wrong or bad or even shouldn't be there. Every feeling has a reason. Every feeling has a reason to be there. And it's only because we are not listening with a kindness and a gentleness and an interest that these feelings turn into something that may be unpleasant. So if you're feeling anger or sadness or fear, just feel the sensations around this feeling. Just really feel it in your body. Take your time. We're not in a rush. Feel it in your body. Breathe into it with a kind hello. And notice if this helps the feeling relax, especially if you have not listened like this before. Notice if it can relax now because you're not tightening around it. You know, because you're not thinking there's something wrong with it right now. You're not making it wrong. You're curious. You're interested. Notice if something changes in these sensations in your body. And when you're curious and open to it, maybe you'll notice that maybe there's something right about it. Imagine that you approach this feeling of anger or overwhelm or hopelessness, anything. Imagine you're approaching that as a really kind stranger, a kind stranger who would approach a young child left alone somewhere and doesn't know what to do. This child is scared or angry and all alone. If you're just a kind stranger walking through the park finding this child, how would you approach this child? Just let yourself approach this child and notice if you can approach these painful feelings or these scared feelings in the same way, just this lonely part in there, all alone, not knowing what to do. What if this kind stranger would say something like, "Oh, honey, what happened to you? You look so scared. What's making you so upset?" And then wait. Just wait. Give the child, give that part of you the time. You can kneel down next to it, next to this feeling, and just wait. Give that part the time to find a way to let you know. You know, maybe this child needs to make sure that this kind stranger is really serious, that he or she's not just going to go away, but that this part of you can really trust you this time to listen. You can maybe reach out, imagine you reach out your hand as an offering of comfort. And then wait. You just wait, you listen. You're listening deeper to the no that your body may be expressing through this feeling. What is it that makes you so angry? What is it that's so scary right now? And you wait. You're creating a space for the feelings to let you know what makes them feel that way. Right? What is this anger so angry about? And you listen. And what is this fear so scared that might happen? And you listen. And just notice if anything changes when you're open like this. Do you notice that your breathing might be changing? Is it slowing down? Maybe everything is slowing down a little bit, or maybe a lot. And notice what is happening in the area in your body where these sensations of that specific feeling are lodged. Are they opening up a little? So just notice what changes and what stays the same. All we're doing is waiting and noticing and listening. What is different? And what is the same? What relaxes? And what happens when it relaxes? Notice what you're feeling, what you're learning, what's changing. Does that feeling now let you know something that may surprise you? Or maybe you already knew, but you weren't quite ready to hear it like you're doing right now. What might you have been doing to cause this pain or this anger? Yeah, often in the beginning, we may realize that the feeling is angry because you haven't been listening. Who wouldn't be angry when you're being ignored like that? And just notice, you know, what action do you need to take to remedy that? How can you align with your body's wisdom right now? What little action? Maybe the fear is saying that you're taking on too much and not listening to your body that's trying to slow you down. But maybe it feels stretched on both ends and it's too much and you haven't been listening. Or maybe the fear wants you to stop pushing through like a bulldozer without taking some deep breaths and paying attention to the other parts that may not want to go so fast. It could be an example of a yes being in conflict with a no, right? There's a yes and a no. And we need to learn to separate them. Separate them as really paying attention maybe to the yes that wants to just move on fast through it all and get it over. And then there's the no that wants to take it easy and wants to feel more confident or safe before it's ready to move so fast. That are these conflicts that are happening inside of us. And if you listened to both individually and really took them both seriously, listened to them with love and care and curiosity, could it be that something else would be possible then? What action can you take to align with what you know right now? Where have you been out of alignment with your deeper truth? Could it be that you're not sure what to do right now and you've just been doing something, but it didn't feel right? What if you aligned with the part that just doesn't know yet? And wait, if that's possible in your life. Or maybe wait a little bit. You know, I know that we often don't listen to these body signs. And we ignore them because we don't know what to do with them. It's very, very common. Sometimes, you know, somewhere deep down, we know that we need to make some dramatic changes. And it's scary. Could be leaving a relationship or a job. Or maybe it could be speaking your truth to someone without compromising. But when you don't listen to what you actually already know, you may know that you need to make these changes, but when you don't listen, this knowing is not going to go away. It can't. It's bigger than you. It's the earth speaking through you. It's the splendor, or it's the divine, your deeper dharma. It's speaking through you, through your senses. Because something bigger is going to happen as you expand into yourself, into a bigger part of yourself. But if you ignore it because you're afraid of changes, this big movement, and we can actually call it this movement of change, which it is, it kind of gets stuck. And it causes discomfort. It causes anger in you. It causes pain. It can cause all kinds of things. And it gets stuck behind this fear of change, right? So this movement of change wants to move, wants to make you whole. But because part of you still lives in the old paradigm where it doesn't want to change, it wants to stay the same, wants to stay safe in the known, there's a conflict, right? This movement of change is just pushing and it doesn't feel good. So you have to be gentle. Be really gentle. Listen to the feeling of change. Listen to what you know. And give yourself time. You don't need to change overnight. You see, this, I know this well too, myself. I think we all go through these phases. And it's part of the challenges. They're part of the boulders or the waves that has kept us on this side of the shore, trying to fit in, feeling, sort of safe. It's not really safe, but it's kind of safe. Right? That's part of the ways we have to move through. Just gently, small steps. Nobody's asking you to make huge changes in your life overnight right now. Sometimes life does ask that of us. And that can be because we have been ignoring it and pushing it back. And eventually it's going to burst through in its own way. So the more conscious we are right now, we can gently let ourselves move through it gently. So if you know something has to change, and if you think it's going to look a certain way, maybe the wave is too big and too scary, you know, you might freeze out of fear and you want to stay on this side of the shore. So as you're more conscious of it now, just take really small steps. And if that means, in this case, just acknowledging the fear and the anger or whatever it is, the overwhelm, the confusion, just acknowledge it. Just acknowledge it and say, yeah, I know I need to make a change and I'm really scared. Then you are admitting it, acknowledging it to yourself. Then you are already more in alignment with your truth. You're in alignment with that you know a change needs to happen. And you're also in alignment with your feelings. You're not denying your feelings. You are bringing love and say, yeah, I know I want to help you, but I don't know how yet, right? You are in alignment with your present moment experience. And you know what? That is very loving. That's very loving. It's loving to listen to your fear. It's loving to listen to your overwhelm, especially if this is the first time, if you haven't done that before. And when you are loving your fear, or whatever feeling it is, you are raising your energy. You are raising your frequency from the old resisting to the new loving. It's a rise in frequency. You are already bringing something new. You see that? It's a step. It's actually conquering the wave of resisting. You're not resisting. You're willing to feel it. You are raising your frequency by being willing. In a way, I can say it's not all that complicated. But it's not easy in the beginning. It's something we have to learn. And if you can learn to take small steps along the way, especially in the beginning, you'll actually get there faster. If you go slower, you get there faster. You fill up your tank every time you meet a challenge. You fill up your tank by being present with it, by meeting it, by being interested in it. And you feel how good it starts feeling when you just listen to it, even if you have no clue what to do yet. At least you're not resisting it, or you're not insulting your own intelligence by pretending you don't know that this thing is actually moving in you. Right? You're aligning with yourself. You're aligning with the divine. You're starting a new relationship with yourself. And that's where you are making a global impact, because you are learning to love yourself and filling up yourself with a new frequency that is gonna radiate out from you. Even if you may be the first one or the only one feeling it, eventually you start noticing things are changing in your life around you. You see, it's just one step at a time, raising your own frequency, one little action, one little loving meeting with parts of you that you have been ignoring. So when we're talking about aligning your actions with your body's wisdom, the first action is just being willing to feel and acknowledge what you already know. And let that be enough for now. So, you might be ready for more. You may already have been doing more. But there's still parts in us that need that kind of acknowledgement, you know. Because every time when a new layer shows up, it usually is met by fear. So we meet the fear. We meet the fear with love and say, oh yeah, that's scary. Yeah, I know I need to do something here, but I'm still afraid. So you just wait. You listen. And by that, you naturally start building up confidence and courage to maybe take the next step where you might be ready to take action and maybe act on this energy that's moving in you, because now you have more fuel in your tank, and then you have more courage, and then you go, okay, now my next step is to go maybe and talk to a career counselor or something like that, or you might start looking for another job. You might go online and start looking for things, or maybe look for another home, or maybe start considering what steps you need to take, if you need to leave a relationship, or if you need to have a talk, an intelligent conversation, or a meaningful conversation based on your wisdom with somebody that you may have been avoiding, right? You can start considering how will I do it? And just start taking some actions to align with that. Maybe no real actions yet, but maybe just facing the changes that are coming so that your body gets used to it first. If the changes are too big and you're not ready, it's not worth doing it, because there's a good chance your tank is not full enough to actually take the action without freezing or without wanting to back out, because you were not fully aligned yet inside with this truth, because you haven't met the boulders or the waves with love so that you overcome them. You need to overcome them and fill up your tank, and then you have more courage and more energy to take bigger actions. You know, and then the next step might be something like you talk to someone about something that you've kept for yourself only because you were afraid to talk about it. You might start working with a coach or a teacher, a self-love mentor. You know, there's a time where you might take a next step and actually do something, really action steps, more than just inner actions, our so-called outer action steps, where you really start following and aligning inside, more filling up of your tank because you have enough fuel in your tank to take that next step. And maybe I'm just saying some examples here, but you know, you might relate to these things in your own way. You just find what is true in all of this for you and find out what would be a comfortable next step for you. Maybe a little challenging, but not too much, right? We want to just keep pushing a little past that safety net. Maybe there's something living in you that wants to do, you know, start teaching others something like I've been doing as a self-love mentor. It's because I learned about self-love and I applied it to myself. And then eventually I was so full inside that it just spills over. And that makes me become a self-love mystic and mentor. It makes me do courses like this. You know, it just starts spilling over. And that doesn't mean that I had to go through some scary passageways on the way. Absolutely. But I did them so I could, when I could meet them from within, when I had enough in my tank to meet them all, I was ready for my next step. So maybe there is a dream in you that's coming more clear of what you want to do. You can just start, you know, listening to the dream and let it show you. Maybe let it show you what a good first step could be. And then there might be some of you where you've already done a lot of this work and you feel that your tank is pretty full, and you know that you can make it to the other side. Then maybe it's time to take a bigger step for you. So just see wherever you are. It's just a step-by-step unfolding. And if you are in the middle of a lot of chaos and things have already changed a lot, you know, how can you be present with yourself in a really loving way and honor where you are and honor what is moving through you? Overwhelm, be present with the overwhelm. You know, confusion, not knowing, that's part of the journey. Can you make space for that and not think that there's anything wrong with that? Because there isn't. They're all waves, you know, clashing up on the way across to the other shore. Yeah, so just see wherever you fit into any of this, and what gifts can you give yourself? What steps? What is a natural first step for you in aligning more with what you know now? What maybe you know a little deeper now than before. So I want to invite you to bring that back here into your life and consider what possible first step would feel right for you. And now let's take a few nice long breaths again, as we're slowly going to transition back to here, to your room, wherever you are. And just let yourself feel your body and remember any insights or clarity that you received. And just feel all of yourself and bring it all back in a gentle and loving way. And then when you're ready, you can just take your time if you want to, you know, jot down a few things that may have stood out for you to feel free to do that. So what we've been doing here, that's going to be, it's actually an ongoing home play, as I'm learning to call it now. You just take small steps to align your actions with what you know inside. You practice saying yes when you feel yes. Practice saying no when you feel no. And in the beginning, you do it in smaller situations that are not threatening, that are not going to cause a lot of ripples. You just take the small steps. That's very, very important. So you need to feel your body language and remember that this is not just you alone, the sensations, the vision, the longing that you feel. It is something bigger. It's the divine or the earth, whatever resonates with you. It's moving through you to express itself in the world as you in a higher frequency way that may be a more loving way, a more truthful way, a more expansive way, inclusive way, whatever it is, a more evolved way, whatever that means. So it's the energy that you feel inside is yours, that what is moving you on to the next phase in your life. So yes, it can be a little challenging in the beginning, because it's a whole new way of being with yourself, but that's okay. So what? You know, I think you're up for it. You can do it. And then, you know, what's the alternative? Do you want to stay the same? Do you want to stay on this side of the shore and just watch, you know, the energies move to the other side and you're staying here? I doubt that. I don't think that's what you want. So be kind, be gentle to yourself. Remember that whenever you're kind and gentle to the parts that you normally resist, you actually are already raising the frequency and you are having a global impact in your own way. Yeah, let's see, is there anything else? I would say keep for more home play, keep filling up your tank, keep practicing the other things that we have been talking about the last few weeks, and take your time to learn this. You cannot rush this. Take your time. It's something that's going to serve you and the world forever. So it's really worth it. Okay, my friends, I think, let's see, time-wise, oh wow, it goes so fast. I think I am going to open it up for Q&As now. And if you have a question, let me just do it here. Yeah, so if you have a question, press *6. And then I think you press the number 1, and then you get in the queue. And, yeah, I'd love to hear if you have anything to share or have a question, or maybe you're doing just fine without any support today. Let's see here. It doesn't look like there are any questions. See, I have a poem here. You know, if there's no questions, you can still, if you have a question, you can still press *6. Let me see. Okay, now they're here, because otherwise I was going to read a poem to you guys. Okay, here is the first one. Is I don't see a number, but there's a wireless caller. Hi.
Hi. Hi, Cornella. It's Shelley.
Hi, Shelley. Welcome. Glad to have you here. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. I'm really good. I'm so glad to finally be listening in real time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's made a real difference because I just wanted to share that today I during the meditation, I really, really listened to my divine self, which came in the form of myself as a child.
Oh.
And where I could really feel my true self in alignment. And it was sort of interrupted every once in a while with the realization or the things that made me begin to align with other people instead of myself.
Yeah.
So I'm sure this is true for a lot of people. But you know, it's like I could feel that joy as a child. And then it was very, like, I found myself in tears because, you know, it's like, oh my God, you're listening to me. You know? It was really powerful.
Oh,
like this little child. Or this
oh my gosh,
soul.
That is beautiful.
So thank you.
Oh, I'm getting tears in my eyes. Wow. Oh, that's lovely. Yeah. What a reunion, huh?
Oh, it was wonderful. Because I know it's always been there, and in my life, it served, you know, that being in line with others has served me in the you know, 35 years of patient care, or 40 years actually, of doing patient care, because it really helped my job become easier. It was reinforced to be in line with the patients that I was with. And what happened to me is that it flowed over into my other parts of my life.
Yeah.
You know, so I couldn't stop at my job. I couldn't stop to listen to my divine self outside of my job.
Wow.
So, you know, so it was really wonderful to listen to that child who is always so full of joy.
Wow. You know,
so
thank you, Shed. It's so beautiful. You know, there's something very important about what you say also, that you had to do it, right? You had to align with other people's lives. And I think it's really important to, the way you said it in a beautiful way, that I didn't hear any wrongness in it, right? And I think that's really, really important that we all hear that, because we had to do it. The world was such that's what you did, you know, whether it was in your job and then you just continued outside of your job. That's how it was in the old paradigm. There's nothing wrong with that. There really isn't. What is happening is that we're moving out. You know, I get goosebumps when you talked, and when I talk now, I get goosebumps running up and down my body. That's how my body tells me that it's truth, you know, when it's really truth. So that's what's happening. We are moving into a new paradigm, and the rules are different. And what I will do is send a link to one or two blog posts that I have written about that recently, because there was nothing wrong with that, the way we did it. That's how it was. We were born into it, but now we're being born in this lifetime. We're not needing to die and come back. We are born into a new state of consciousness. And, you know, instead of going through the mess of being born physically, we're going through the mess of being reborn emotionally and mentally and on all levels. So, and the body, of course, is part of that. So it's not easy, but I'm so glad you said it in such a way that, like, yeah, that's how it was, honey, and it's okay, right? You talk to the parts inside of you like that. It's like, yeah, but now we're going to learn to flow with our own flow, right, to serve our own way. And that's and it's so beautiful. You're so in touch with it. I just love it. Thank you so much for sharing that. All right, dear, was there anything else?
You know, the I also realized that in my partnership, I know for a long time that we either come from fear or we come from love. There are only two choices, and I realized that I've really come from fear a lot, a fear of you know, opening up and aligning with myself and not being fair to my partner, because I wasn't coming from love and feeling like I can trust him to accept my true self, even though he always wants it, you know. He wants to see my true self. He's always said that. He's always, when he's had a glimpse of it. So I just wanted to share that too. And thank you for today. It's been wonderful.
Oh, and you have some nice steps that you can start practicing, you know, within the safety range, because you can see where you're going now, right? So you just start taking whatever steps you need to take. Yeah, it's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it feels good to be on the road.
All right, sweetheart. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Blessings.
Thanks, Nella.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And we have another one, 720. Hi, who's this? Hello?
Hi, Pernilla. It's Laura. It's Laura again.
Hi, Laura. Hi, how are you, dear?
Hi. I'm doing well. I feel a shift just from the 3 weeks that we've done.
Wow.
I feel, hard to describe. Feel a little bit lighter.
Okay.
And the biggest thing I notice is I have more energy.
Wow.
Like, I've been depressed for a long time, and now I have more energy. I want to do more things. I'm getting out of bed earlier.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that feels great. The thing that's up for me in my life, and I brought it up last time, is my work.
Yeah.
And it's interesting tapping in today. At the very end, you asked, you know, are you ready for change? And I started with a lot of contraction in my perineal area. And as we worked, it opened up. And when I asked that question, it stayed open.
Wow.
And I really feel that, like, I'm ready for change with this job that I'm working, and it's disappeared anyway. I'm not getting work.
Hmm.
But I got an email today asking for my schedule for August, and so I'm always in this dilemma of, do I request work because I need it, or do I just stop requesting it and trust that something else is going to show up? And like I said, I feel ready for the change. I feel really done with this work, but I don't know what the next step is beyond leaving it. And I have this fear that I'm just going to end up taking another job that I don't like to meet needs that's not in alignment with my dharma. Because I think where I'm being drawn is to create something. I don't think there's a job out there for me. I feel like I'm really going to have to create my own.
Yeah.
And that's going to take time.
Yeah.
I feel really conflicted about what to do.
Yeah. No, Laura, it looks like you're kind of in between, where you basically already have let go of what's not right for you, but the new is not here yet. So, you know, to be in alignment with your truth, that includes being in alignment with having a home and having food on the table, you know what I mean? If your tank is not full enough yet to just totally jump in because you trust, I would suggest smaller steps. I'm not advocating to go beyond what you're ready for. If you're not financially stable in doing that, it might cause more stress for you, and it might also make you want to give up. And I'm not saying this as a prediction that this is true, but it's just something to consider. To, you know, it's okay if you take a job to make ends meet while you are learning a new way of showing up in the world. There's nothing wrong with that. That does not mean that you're not living your dharma. It means that you're taking the next step to live your dharma. And that might include certain things that may not be totally right, but you know where you're going. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I feel this sense of relief when you say that. And I think for me, I'm kind of too much all or nothing.
Yes. Yeah. 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 Is that familiar for you? Is that a familiar pattern for you to go all or nothing?
Oh, yeah. I'm not usually lukewarm about anything. I'd like to either be all in or all out.
Okay. So that is actually something you maybe you want to be curious about, this all or nothing. Like, can you go into that, go into the midst of that and feel the energy of that? Because when you talk about that way, I kind of get a sense that it's a matter of life and death almost or something, and that it might you might be moved from fear rather than fullness. So that might be a good one for you to explore, because, you know, when you move into the new, when you come with like an all or nothing energy, it's not a free energy, is it? There's a tightness in that. Can you resonate with it? Does it make sense what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel some judgment in it as well.
Some judgment
but
for me,
you know,
or
no, for myself, that I'm not
yourself,
fully
yeah,
committed
yeah.
if I don't, like...
Oh, there we go, yeah.
Like, yeah, and even yeah. like the first class when you were talking about filling up the tank, I kind of internally asked, well, is it okay just to dip your toe in? And the answer I got was no, dipping your toe is still clinging to the shore, like you're not... This shift is going to require getting in the water.
Yeah, but one toe in the water is I think for somebody like you, and, you know, I don't know you, so I can't say a whole lot. If I work with you privately, you know, we could dive into it more together. But from what you're telling me, it might be for you to this week to practice is to take just one toe in the water, one step, small step, and just explore within yourself what that's like. Let the fears come up. Tell me
okay.
what's going on. Yeah. Are we touching in on something here?
It's a deeply ingrained pattern. It's going to take
I know.
Some work.
Yeah, I get it, Laura. I get it, Laura. You know, this
and
pattern.
And it goes along with perfectionism. You know, perfectionism.
Yeah.
Wrapped in there as well.
Yeah.
Doing it right. Yeah. You know, doing this the right way.
There we go. Isn't that stressful to have to live like that?
It's horrible.
I would say this is what imprisons your splendor. This is not liberating your splendor. You see, this is beautiful. I really thank you for sharing that. That is a very important step for you to explore with a lot of gentleness, hopefully not with judgment, but if you're judging it, be kind to the judging part of you also, so that you can bring some peace to this part that feels so all or nothing, you know, and judges yourself for maybe taking small steps. So that might be actually a really good home play for you to take really small steps and just see what happens. And then you can either share mm-hmm. with us on the Facebook page, or you can report back next week. Would that be something you would be open to?
The immediate reaction I get is fear that nothing's going to happen, like there won't be any movement or any
yes.
kind of opening.
And maybe that would be a really good thing, to just be with the fear that nothing is going to happen, because the more you meet that fear, because there's a deep fear here, right? And that fear is a very low frequency, not as a judgment, but just as fear is low frequency, it's contraction. That's not the new energy we're talking about. The more you can meet that fear that nothing is going to happen with love, you are raising the frequency, you see?
Mm-hmm.
That would be a huge thing for you, I think. I think it would eventually release a lot of energy that can be used for other things.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, I have my homework.
You got your home play, girl. Great.
It's
thank
a
you
lifetime
so much.
Work.
Well, you
yeah,
know
thank
what?
You.
Honestly, It is for most of us. We have these deep patterns, and they take time to dissolve and to soften, but that's the work. You see, that is much deeper work, and that releases, that raises the frequency more than walking around with that contraction and then trying to make a difference in the world, because then we try to do it from a place of fear, which is more of the paradigm that we are moving out of. That's why self-love is huge, because it raises the frequency of everything. And then it doesn't really matter what you do or if you do, because your energy is already such that it is raising everything, whether you feel it or not. And this may be, I don't know if that's a few steps ahead that makes sense to you or anyone, but that's how I see it. It's the raising of your own frequency from fear and contraction to love. That's the energy. Then you release the splendor in you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah,
I'm so glad you shared that.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Oh, I was just saying it makes sense to me that if I'm still operating from a place of fear that, you know, things probably won't shift externally.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, you know, the frequency, we do bring into our life what resonates with our frequency, right? So that's why we need to raise our frequency inside. And love, really, it's a high-frequency energy. And if we can bring that to the fear, you know, the fear that nothing is going to happen, it's like, oh, honey, I'm okay. I mean, I'm here with you. If nothing happens, I can still love you. And then you raise the frequency. The fear can relax, and you release an energy to maybe do something that you enjoy instead of fear, right? It's a new energy you bring in. Yeah, because it's you. That's why I say it's you. It's not really what you do, but it's one. It becomes more one thing.
Great.
Great. Wonderful. Thank you for sharing that. I think that was a really important piece to bring out, huh?
Thank you. That was really helpful.
Good. I'm happy. Okay. Thank you, Laura.
You're welcome.
Okay, my friends. I don't see any more questions. So thank you so much for being here with me. It's a little long. We go a little longer, but that's just how it is. I can't quite make this fit into a certain amount of time. So thank you for hanging in there with me, and I will send out the replay to you right away. And I look forward to being here with you again next week. Many blessings and love to you. Bye-bye.